Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Chattanooga, Tennessee, it's time for Chattanooga Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chattanooga Business Radio X. I'm your host, Brittany Shaw Newman, and today we have as our guest Judy Reinke and Rob Leach. Judy is the Deputy Director General of the U.S. Commercial Service, and Rob Leach is the Director at the East Tennessee Commercial Service. And I'm going to let them talk a little bit more about themselves. So, Judy, if you would, tell us a little bit about you and what brings you to Chattanooga today.
Thanks, Brittany. I'm thrilled to be here. Yes, as you said, my role is with the U.S. Commercial Service. It's part of the U.S. Department of Commerce in Washington, D.C. In fact, we're the official trade arm of the U.S. Department of Commerce with offices, about 100 offices across the United States and in nearly 80 countries around the world, helping American companies go global, export abroad, and build jobs in America. So you asked what brings me to Chattanooga? Well, I'm really thrilled. I'm here to help educate local businesses about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And I was invited by Baker Donaldson, and I was really thrilled to have a standing room only crowd this morning who are interested in understanding the benefits and role of the Trans-Pacific Partnership in helping American companies in that region.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're happy to have you here.
I'm thrilled to be here.
And so, Rob, if you would tell us a little bit about your background, you're a little more local.
I'm one of the 100 offices here in the United States. I cover Tri-Cities, Knoxville, Chattanooga, Oak Ridge, Cleveland, all the communities here in Eastern Time Zone, Tennessee. I work directly with manufacturers and exporters to help them reach out into international markets in order to increase their sales of American-made goods.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both for being here today. If you would, Judy, can you give me the big picture view on the Trans-Pacific Partnership and why you think it's important?
Sure. Like I said, that's why I came out to Chattanooga, and a lot of us from the Department of Commerce and many of the agencies in Washington, D.C. have been spreading out to local communities, talking about trade and talking about this new agreement that's been pending. The big picture is that this is a new, let's say, a high standard trade agreement. In other words, it's a trade agreement that actually improves the conditions for doing business for American companies who are interested in exporting or doing business in the 11 other countries that have signed on to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. In short, the agreement itself reduces tariffs, let's say taxes, on American products that are shipped into the other 11 partner countries. Think about 18,000 individual taxes being reduced to zero immediately. 90% of them will be eliminated on the first day of implementation of this new agreement, which means American products immediately become more competitive in those markets. I can mention the markets, by the way. It's, and I'm probably going to miss one here since I don't have all my notes, but the big one is Japan, but it's also Malaysia and Singapore, Vietnam and Brunei, that's Southeast Asia, Australia and New Zealand, and then Canada, Mexico, as well as Chile and Peru. I think I got all 11 there, Brittany. Those are really important trading partners to us, and they represent, I believe, something like 40% of all U.S. exports. So when you think of an agreement that reduces the taxes on U.S. goods, just imagine how much we can increase exports into those markets. And those are made in America goods, and those are goods that are produced by American workers and build American jobs. The other thing the agreement does, again, you asked about the big picture, is it improves the rules of the road. When I say a high standard agreement, it basically means that we are, through this agreement, ensuring that American values related to the environment, related to labor, just related to how the rules of the road for business are conducted so that American companies get a fair shake and can work on a level playing field.
Oh, important work. Thank you. What are some of the economic benefits of TPP?
Well, the economic benefits is essentially an increase of exports to those countries. Right now, American exports support a record number of American jobs. 11.7 million people are employed in jobs related to exporting. In other words, they're global jobs. And that's 1.8 million new jobs that have been created over the last 5 years. So trade is actually growing the U.S. economy, and it's particularly growing the advanced manufacturing sector, which has really returned robustly to the United States. The Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement ensures that those are high-paying jobs, by the way, because trading jobs in general provide 18% higher wages than a job that is just involved in the domestic market. So by 2030, it said that 3.2 billion people in the Asia region will be middle class and consumers of products that can come from the United States. This agreement helps open the market and improve the playing field so that American exporters can reach a whole new class of consumers and customers while building jobs in America.
And what makes the TPP different from past trade agreements like NAFTA?
Actually, that's a really good question, because I think that discussion comes up and the comparison comes up a lot. Well, it's been 20 years since we've negotiated the North American Free Trade Agreement, which has substantially increased trade with our neighbors to the north and south, Canada and Mexico. It's been quite successful in the way it's grown our exporting relationship. But what we've done is learned from that North American Free Trade Agreement, and we've upgraded the existing standards. In other words, we're setting new high standards to reflect today's economic reality. Some of the upgrades include adopting the highest environmental trade standards of any trade agreement we've ever negotiated. For an example, we prohibit harmful fishing subsidies. That's an example of an environmental standard that now is going to be applied across the Trans-Pacific Partnership region. Similarly, this agreement improves on NAFTA by adopting the highest labor standards of any trade agreement we've ever negotiated. Let me think some examples there. Protecting the freedom to form unions or collective bargaining. That is really important. It's an American value, and that is now embodied in the text that's been negotiated, signed by the 11 partners this last February. The other things that are of concern to many civic groups are treatment of laborers overseas, and this particular agreement would prohibit exploitive child labor, forced labor, and similar practices that we would not, we do not condone. The interesting thing is that we also are addressing the rules that apply to state-owned companies. In other words, you know, we're private companies here in the United States. The U.S. government doesn't do the business. It's private citizens and publicly traded companies. Mm-hmm. They are often disadvantaged when they're dealing against these big, huge state-owned firms overseas in Asia or the Asia-Pacific region. We've put in place rules that make those companies behave in a competitive way so that American companies will not be disadvantaged. So there's a whole bunch of things, I think, that show that we've improved over the way NAFTA, which has been successful, but we will be even more successful in ensuring these values are upheld under the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Yeah, wonderful. All right, so kind of moving on to the local impact of TPP, how would Chattanooga businesses benefit from this?
Sure. Chattanooga businesses, manufacturers will be able to benefit from these new open markets. We have quite a few companies in chemicals, textiles. You know, we're part of the carpet industry here. We also have medical companies that will benefit because it'll be easier to register their products with foreign ministries of health. That's some of the ways they'll help. It's just the uniformity of some of these regulations and this tariff reduction.
And I'll add that a lot of the Chattanooga companies are smaller, medium-sized companies. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's often more challenging for smaller, medium-sized companies to get started overseas in an international market. By the way, that's one of the things that Rob does as his full-time job is help small and medium-sized companies become successful exporters. The TPP as an agreement will help you to counsel your companies because there are particular safeguards put in place to help small businesses. There's even a full chapter, negotiated chapter in this agreement about how small businesses are treated. So I think it's a great step forward. It's the first time we've ever negotiated something like this. We'll allow small businesses to have a voice in how they're being treated under this agreement.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And there's so much of that in the greater Chattanooga area, too.
There's a lot of manufacturing here in Chattanooga that you may not taken a look at. One company example is Fill Our Inc. Mm-hmm. They make manufacture prosthetics, and they just recently expanded. I think they have an extra 50 manufacturing jobs. They actually bought an additional building adjacent to their building on the highway there, Amicalola Highway.
Mm-hmm.
So, they'll benefit from trade too.
And I'll add that, this is a region that is important to Chattanooga firms. The big statistic is that this Trans-Pacific Partnership region, the U.S. and the 11 other partners, represents what is about 45% of U.S. exports right now. For the U.S. as a whole, it's a very important region. For Tennessee as a whole, it's 60% of the exports that come out of the state are already going into the Trans-Pacific Partnership region. So I keep trying to imagine, if you lower the tariff, as I mentioned, 18,000 taxes, individual lines of taxes,
right,
and if you improve the rules and make it easier, more transparent, mm-hmm, simpler for a small business, I can only imagine that exports to that this particular region could explode and really be successful for Chattanooga. Right now, I found that Chattanooga's merchandise exports almost 50% of its goods into the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So that's nearly $750 million of goods going into the region. It's huge impact for this region.
And I'm just curious about this one, knowing so many different types of manufacturing that take place in the area. Is this limited to any particular type of manufacturing?
It's not limited to any type of manufacturing. It's very, very broad. For automotive parts, it'll be phased in over a period of number of years. But yeah, it's very broad.
Rob, can you also provide an example of some other local companies, perhaps, that have experience exporting to TPP countries?
Sure. I'll give you an example of Jordan Zinc Products. They recently won a bid in a TPP country, $19 million. They manufacture the zinc center of the U.S. penny, and they'll be providing that zinc center for coinage in that foreign country.
So what else, as far as next steps go, what else needs to happen in order for TPP to become law?
I think I'll take that one, Rob. It's still a road, but I think we're getting close to a decision point. There are 12 members. It's the most complicated free trade agreement we've ever negotiated. We have 20 agreements, by the way, at the moment. But with 12 members, the goal is that each one ratifies according to their own national provisions. In the U.S., that means a vote by our Congress. And because Congress last year agreed to passed an act referred to as Trade Promotion Authority, that gave our U.S. trade representative in Washington the ability to negotiate this agreement, come to a conclusion. And now Congress has the ability to vote either yes or no. There will not be any amendments, but it's quite a nice and neat way of giving the trade representative full authority to negotiate. This is Ambassador Michael Froman. He had full authority to negotiate, but he must present to Congress then on behalf of the administration an agreement that Congress will, we hope, accept. And I anticipate that in the coming months, we'll have an opportunity for Congress to have this bill before them and vote whether yes or no. And I'm fully confident that the provisions that have been negotiated, which are high standard and meet the needs of the 21st century, are something that Congress will find is beneficial to the U.S. Of course, our other partners now, the other 11 countries, must do something similar. So ratification is a challenge. There's 2 years. I think that's a 2-year window for ratification to occur. At least 6 countries must ratify the agreement, and at least 85% of the combined GDP, gross domestic product of those countries, must be covered. And I'm sorry, that just went into the weeds real big time. But the bottom line is it must be a substantial amount of the partners that must agree to ratify this agreement, at which point it enters into force. So the clock is ticking. And I'll say the clock is ticking for another reason, because if we had that agreement in place right now, the U.S. economy would be benefiting. And for every day, week, month that we wait, we're actually foregoing benefits to the economy. At least I really believe that based on independent research.
And so for those in the manufacturing industry, I'm sure obviously sooner would be better. So what can business owners do to show their support for TPP?
Shall I comment on that one? Or do you want to take it?
Marcia, go ahead.
Sure, I'll go ahead. Well, actually, I think the discussion around free trade agreements often happens, what we say in Washington is inside the Beltway. In fact, this is an agreement that affects companies, business owners around the United States. So I think the number one thing is for companies to determine if it is in their benefit. I will assure you, most companies that are exporters will find that with the reduction of tariffs and the improvement of the rules, and by the way, this is not just fuzzy rules. These are really specific and enforceable rules that business owners will say, this is a real benefit to me. We talked to a few companies this morning at the Baker Donaldson law firm who really assured us that they own, one in particular, assured us it only went to countries where we had a free trade agreement that reduces tariffs, which is what this one does.
Hmm.
So business owners can educate themselves. I'll give you two websites that are fun to go to because you can really get details. One is called www.trade.gov. Of course, no surprise, you can do a /TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, and you can get 60 different very detailed fact sheets based on the countries and the industries affected.
Excellent.
You can also go to www.export.gov. So trade.gov and export.gov. And on export.gov, you can find, again, /TPP, you can find a really neat tool. We call it the FTA tariff tool, a free trade agreement tariff tool. And if you're a company and you know what your tariff number is, every product has a number, and you can even search for the number if you don't know it, you can look at what the tariff impact is. I've done it myself just to pretend because I'm not an exporter, but it really does show you the impact on your company by having the tariff reduction. So educate yourself as a business owner. And frankly, if it's in your favor, I would hope you'd let your officials know that you either support it or more than support it, need it for your business.
Absolutely. All right. How can Chattanooga companies get in touch with the U.S. Commercial Service?
They can easily reach me. My number is 865-545-4637. And you just Google me, Robert Leach Exports. And I'm sure my website will come up, www.export.gov/Tennessee.
Do either of you have anything else that we need to know about this important potential law?
I just encourage everybody to go to those websites we mentioned and learn as much as possible as they can about it.
Yeah, and as I've said, I'm surprised and amazed at how export savvy the Chattanooga community has been since I've been here on the ground. I guess I shouldn't be surprised because, I mean, this is a region that has attracted global investment, clearly has grown its export portfolio, small companies going global. It's a very exciting place to be. I think any business owner who wants to continue to grow in a world where 95% of the population, which means 95% of your customers, are outside of the United States, I think a business owner will understand that there's a lot to be said by being able to compete and win in global markets. And that's what this trade agreement will do. So I really hope you will get in touch with Rob here in our local East Tennessee office or check our websites. They're user friendly and they're really designed to help small businesses be successful in the world of trade.
Wonderful. Anything else?
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Brittany. It was fun to be in Chattanooga.
Thank you. And again, so Judy Reinke and Rob Leach here with us today on Chattanooga Business Radio X. And until next time, I'm Brittany Shaw Newman. Thank you so much.